persecution of the religious minority, and their battles with the Catholics, one of the most fascinating chapters in all of French history. In this audiobook, you will learn about the Huguenots like never before. The Seeds of Reformation. Towards the 16th century, the introduction of the Protestant Reformation in Europe threatened to crack the foundations of the Roman Catholic Church. The restless public began to distrust the Church and shun them for their corrupt ways, accusing the Catholics of consciously wandering away from God's light. Perhaps one of the most audacious abusers of authority was the Holy Pope Leo X himself. Upon entering his papacy, he was supposedly quoted as saying, "Since God has given us the papacy, let us enjoy it." Pope Leo was often commemorated as a liberal pacifist with a tremendous heart. That said, he also gained notoriety for his insistence on a lavish and sumptuous lifestyle. As he began to warm up the seat of his papal throne, he rolled up his sleeves and took it upon himself to reinvent the Catholic Empire. His first order of business was to speed up the construction of St. Peter's Basilica. The Pope then began to splurge on sculptures, paintings, intricate stained glass masterpieces, and other costly artwork. His frivolous granting of bishopric positions to his relatives only aroused more grumbling from outsiders. He was repeatedly warned about his financial habits, but his reckless spending sprees continued. Within 2 years, he had exhausted the papal treasury. The Pope was in a pickle. He needed to find a way to scrounge up the remaining half of the bill for the unfinished basilica. And so, a special tax known as an indulgence was created. For a fee, the grieving could bring their deceased loved ones out of purgatory and soar past those on heaven's waiting list. For an even heftier price, one could purchase their own spots in heaven in advance. Meanwhile, Pope Leo supposedly harbored a twisted friendship with Cardinal Albert of Brandenburg. At 23, Albert reigned as both Archbishop of Magdeburg and the administrator of Halberstadt, which was traditionally against canon law. Yet in this climate of corruption, this, as with many other laws, was swept under the rug. When the post of Archbishop of Mainz came up for grabs, Albert yearned to add a third title to his repertoire, an ambition hampered by the fact his funds were also looking a little dry. Albert succeeded in obtaining an IOU from Jakob Fugger, an extremely wealthy Austrian merchant and reported Florin multimillionaire. After securing the loan, Albert paid Leo the staggering entrance fee and was declared the Archbishop of Mainz. Soon after, the Pope sanctioned the practice of indulgences in Germany. Johann Tetzel, a Dominican monk, was appointed Germany's Commissioner of Indulgences, acting as a traveling salesman of sorts. Half the profits derived from the indulgences would be set aside to reimburse Fugger, whereas the rest were funneled into the Basilica Construction Fund. This accelerated the building of the palatial cathedral, fashioned out of marble, limestone, and brick, which continues to be a sight to behold today. When the German public caught on to the papal-approved scam, they were infuriated by the Church's distortion of God's word, as well as the Church's unabashed exploitation of the common people. One of the first and most famous figures to raise a stink about this injustice was Martin Luther, a pious monk and a veteran in the fields of theology and philosophy. As a young monk, Luther was characterized as a highly devout and spiritual individual. He was stern by nature, but those around him were still taken aback by how severely self-critical he was. Luther found a second home in confessionals, where he inundated the priest on the other side with flood after flood of confessions every single day. It is said his intensity grew so overwhelming that even his spiritual director found him intolerable and thus gave him other work to keep the problematic monk preoccupied. Luther became aware of the selling of indulgences in his land sometime in 1517. While he had been critical regarding this practice before, the forcefulness of Tetzel's campaign made him see the need for a systematic treatment of this issue. To this purpose, he wrote what is now known as the 95 Theses, a document that expounded upon the errors of the indulgence practice and was originally meant for an academic disputation in Wittenberg. According to Melanchthon's biographical account, he also nailed them to the church door in Wittenberg, presumably to publicize the colloquium, though modern scholars now believe Luther's famous act of defiance was an apocryphal story. As Luther later recounted, he had attempted first to write to the Bishop Albrecht of Mainz, but received no reply because the high church official was also deeply involved in the matter. For he, Albert, was elected Bishop of Mainz with the agreement that he was himself to buy the pallium, wooden mantle worn by archbishops as a symbol of office, at Rome. For three bishops of Mainz had recently died, one shortly after the other, so that it was perhaps difficult for the diocese to buy the pallium so often and in such quick succession, since it cost 26 or 30,000 gulden. Thus the bishop devised a scheme, hoping to pay the banking firm of